The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. We have racing at Leopardstown to look forward to this evening. My name is Mark Walton, and once again on the line to go through the action for us is Irish racing expert Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
I bet you're sick of me, aren't you?
This is relentless, isn't this?
Unbelievable, yeah. I think this is probably about the, 10 or 12th day on the spin? 10, yeah. 11, 12, something like that, I think. Very close to it. I started, I think, a week two on Sunday, and obviously we go away all the way through, and then unrelenting all the way up to today.
Yes, plenty of racing for the Irish aficionados like yourself, Andy. You must be, you must not know what to do.
Well, I could do with a day off. I wouldn't mind that, you know.
Fair
give
enough.
Give me a break.
The good thing is, it's good action at Leopardstown. It's always good at Leopardstown, isn't it? So
yeah, it is. Yeah, it's not a bad card actually tonight. Typical fair maidens. A couple of nice little juicy handicaps towards the back end, and of course that Group 3 race, the mile and a half race, which is a difficult one for me, really, because all three have done some very fast times this year. So I just wish they weren't in opposition. That's any problem.
Yeah, it might only be a four-runner race, but it's an intriguing little race, isn't it?
It is.
You could give each one a case, which is interesting. So we'll come on to that later on. But the first race is the 5:15, Andy, and we start with a maiden. It's over six furlongs, and Acting Talent is at the top of the betting for Dermot Weld, and made a decent enough start in a maiden at Navan over the extended five furlongs, and stayed on quite nicely to get third on that occasion. With that experience, do you think Acting Talent's the one to beat?
Yeah, I think so. I think she's potentially the best filly in this race. I think the other two ahead of her in the market, or close to her in the market, I beg your pardon, Il Palazzo and Fire and Flame, have certainly had their chances, particularly Il Palazzo. I don't really like her. We avoid Aidan O'Brien's filly. She just lacks any amount of scope. Very unprepossessing, quite a small type. Even though she's by Giant's Causeway, she certainly doesn't live up to the sire's namesake and bloodline. And I think she's got quite a high rating for what she's achieved as well, 80. I don't think she's running anywhere near to a mark of 80. Whereas Acting Talent bumped into a couple of horses on debut, as you said, at Navan, who are rated 95 and 89 respectively, namely True Verdict and Wexford Opera, two horses that have been fair amount of benchmarks, if you like, with regards maiden form throughout the course of the season. True Verdict ties in with Want to Be Better, and Wexford Opera, Jim Bolger's charge, has been trying to get off the mark for a long, long time with that noose around his head of that 89 rating. But I thought Acting Talent did really well against those two. The way she kept on in the latter stages suggests that this stiff track will definitely play into her strengths. Just slightly concerned she hasn't been on the track since May. You know, she's been off the track for 3 months. Don't know why Dermot Weld hasn't managed to find a race for her, whether she's had a little bit of a niggling problem. But provided she's overcome those ailments, whatever they might have been, she should be good enough to take this race. And I'll go with Dermot Weld's Acting Talent in the first.
OK, and the second is at 5:45. And this is another maiden. This is an EBF maiden over the seven furlong trip. And we have Friendship, an odds-on favourite for this, the Aidan O'Brien colt. He's bumped into a couple, hasn't he, in his last two races. And with the conditions okay for him this afternoon, or this evening rather, could be hard to beat here, Friendship.
I would say so, yeah. He's going to be short price. The only other one with experience, Corona Barolius, is out, so that means we've only got one horse we can really talk about confidently, and that is Friendship, who's run a series of good races, unfortunately in defeat. He was ninth in the Chesham Ascot, probably flying a bit too high on that occasion. Then he bumped into that horse I really like, I've been flagging up for quite a while, Exogenesis, here in a conditions race when he was second to Joe Lyons, his inmate, of course, went on to win a Group 2 next time out. So the form looked really solid. He was then strongly fancied last week at Galway, but again, he was unlucky to lock horns with a Dermot Well-trained individual, which had obviously been trained for the race, Muster G. But the time of the race was very quick. In fact, that was his quickest ever speed figure in defeat. So he's got two really good numbers attached to him. On my figure, he's got a 78 and an 84. So, you know, it's a very, very high standard for any of these lot to aspire to first time out. I'd imagine Joseph O'Brien, with an experienced colt by Galileo, obviously stays really well and has got the habit of breaking quickly out the stalls will be off in front here. And they're very difficult to catch here at Leopardstown off the home turn. It's a short run in. And if you are on a horse that stays really well and has got that fitness advantage, you might as well make a use of it. And hopefully that's what will be the case here tonight with Friendship. So let's go with him. Obviously keep an eye on the market with any of the others, but it's all about the A Now Brian runner.
Okay, on to the third race, and this is at 6:15, and this is an EBF Fillies handicap. It's over a mile and one furlong. Mona Brown heads the betting after bolting up at Nace on Monday. Runs again here under a £5 penalty. Majestic Jasmine's also been in fine form. That filly is chasing the hat trick. We've also got Truth Will Set You Free in there. Queen of the Sand, Dalkover, they're all prominent in the betting. And Stranfield Lady will be interesting if she runs. She was third last night, wasn't she? And she loves it at Leopardstown. She's won here seven times in the past. Quite an intriguing race, this, Andy. What do you like here?
Yeah, it is a good race. I certainly can make a case out for two or three. A lot will depend on whether Stranfield Lady, as you said, turns out after running last night at Sligo in a very good race on the figures already. I've done that time already, and that was the quickest furlong for furlong race at Sligo last night. Not a great surprise, really, considering it was a good premier filly's handicap. And she looked like winning, actually, turning in. She just didn't quite get home. Obviously, it's a very stiff track, isn't it, Sligo, off that home bend. And she got a lovely run up the inside in the hands of Conor King. Unfortunately, she just didn't quite get home in the last furlong when she was engulfed by a couple that went by her in the latter stages, Carissa and Drifting Mist. But dropping back to a mile one here tonight at Leopardstown, if she's turned out again, I think Harry Rogers' mare's got to go well here. She's 17-2 with William Hill this morning. That would look a fair each-way price. She's got fantastic form, as you said, here at Leopardstown, mainly over a mile one and mile two. And prior to that run the other night, last night, she'd come here off the back of two wins at Downrun and Banning Ram. So I'd suggest whatever you do here, if Stranfield Lady runs, don't be put off by that run last night. It was a good one. And you'd have to have a few quid on her as a saver or as your main bet. But the other two to mention are definitely Mona Brown and Majestic Jasmine, two fillies in really good form from stables that have had a different path this season. Jim Bulger's yard's gone particularly well from the start, whereas John Ox has rather spluttered and stuttered along. The one shining light of John Ox's career season so far has been Majestic Jasmine. She's on a hat-trick following good wins at Tipperary and for Fairy House. Her speed figures have been very good, and the firm ground clearly suits this filly by new approach. So I think you've definitely got to have half a look at her and pay her the utmost respect, as you have to with Mona Brown as well, following that runaway victory at Nace the other day, as you said. Wasn't a particularly quick time, but she couldn't have done it in any more decent fashion. And providing she handles a quicker ground today, I think Mona Brown's got to be one to contend with as well. So a lot depends where the Stranfield Lady runs. If she does, she's the number one choice. If she doesn't go, then I'd probably stick with Majestic Jasmine, who is very much on a roll.
Okay, on to the feature race, and this is at 6:45. This is the Ballyroan Stakes, which is a Group 3 contest over a mile and a half, and a very intriguing Group 3 contest as well. We've got Ernest Hemingway at the top of the betting at 11-8. Royal Diamond is 7-4, and those two met at the Curra last time, with Ernest Hemingway coming out on top on that occasion. Did it quite nicely as well in the end, but Royal Diamond has a £6 pull from that performance. Adds Cintalula into the mix with classic form and very good Group 3 form as well. It's tricky, isn't it, this, Andy?
It is, yeah. A lot depends how the race is going to be run here. I'd probably imagine that Royal Diamond or Cintalula will make the run in here, particularly Johnny Murta on Royal Diamond. He'll want to make this a decent test, because he's dropping back from a mile six last time out when he won here to a mile and a half. He goes a good gallop. He likes to stride out and use his long gait. So I can't imagine Johnny Murta will drop this horse in and rely on the others to make the pace. So if he does make the run in, they'll certainly give Ernest Hemingway every opportunity to come home as strong as he did last time out at the Curra, when he posted the second fastest time I've got so far in Ireland this season. The quickest horse I've got is Trading Leather, of course, did that speed figure no harm by finishing runner-up to Novelist, of course, in the King George. So, speed figure-wise, Ernest Hemingway is certainly a horse to conjure with here, and he's going to be my selection here. Even if Royal Diamond doesn't lead, you'd imagine Cintalula will probably hold the baton in front, because she likes to force the pace as well. Indeed, if both of these two horses go along at a good gallop, I think Joseph O'Brien will just sit in behind in the catbird seat and hopefully pounce late like he did at the Curra. This horse showed an amazing turn of foot when winning on the 30th of June, off the back of those sound fractions. And I just don't see these two horses in this race, good though they are, having the turn of foot, the class and the quality on this ground tonight to trouble Aidan O'Brien's charge. And the fact that he's coming here and he missed the King George as well, he's obviously protecting him this season, and he's trying to cherry pick and pot hunt these races over in Ireland. I think that'll bear fruit, and Ernest Hemingway is definitely a horse that I like. The figures point in his direction, and hopefully he can continue on the winning run.
Yep. Okay. Do you reckon we'll see those two renew rivalry in the Irish Ledger as well later on?
I would suggest so. Yeah, it's building up into a really good race, the Irish Ledger this season. The 3-year-olds look quite good as well. Some of them are coming through quite nicely. Of course, we've got quite a few representing the Irish Derby form, and I'd imagine a few are in that race from that race. So yeah, and the older horses, like the Royal Diamonds, the Ernest Hemingway's sure to be looking towards that down that route. So yeah. Plenty to look forward to at the end of the season, but this is a good stepping stone on the way.
Yes. The 7:20 then, that's the next race. That's race 5 on the card, and it's a maiden over a mile and a quarter. And Murphy's Delight heads the betting this morning. Bit of money as well, 2-1 into 15-8 for the David Watchman colt. And he made a decent enough reappearance, running third last time, and he had the beating of a couple of these. So with likely improvement from that reappearance, is Murphy's Delight the one to beat, Andy?
I think he is, yeah. He's almost nap material tonight. I am going to save my nap to the last race, but this is definitely my next best. I like the way he stayed on quite strongly on his seasonal reappearance. He had a good couple of runs last season at Gowran and Dundalk, but the signs were positive for the rest of the year with that run at the Irish headquarters. When he finished third to Manalapan, who, to be fair, had gone into that race off the back of a couple of disappointing runs after chasing home Ruler of the World, of course, at the Curragh early on in the season. So Paddy Prendergast, Charles definitely likes the Curragh, we can say that for sure. But the race had a good solid look to it as well. Magical Steps, who was fourth on that occasion, had got some reasonable form going into that contest. So it looked quite solid. The speed figure of the race is good. But you've got to like the way this horse finished off his race. In fact, you'd suggest that a mile and a half probably in time would suit him better than tonight's mile and a quarter. But it is quite a stiff uphill climb here from 3 hours at Leopardstown, as we know. And that'll definitely play into his strengths. And the Grand Tonight will definitely play into his hands more than it would for Tunna Brockie, who's had 3 runs so far in his career, all on a soft surface. Now, he's bipivotal, and he does hit the ground quite hard. He's quite a big, heavy top unit, this Tunna Brockie. So I'm not sure whether he'd actually run tonight unless the forecast showers come. They might actually just skirt and skip the area. So, it could end up being that Tunna Brockie's a non-runner here, and Murphy's Delight's 15-08, 2-1 price in the morning. Going to be looking down the barrel of sort of even money, 11-10. I don't really like Shura Raw. He's had plenty of chances, and he lacks scope. You've got several coming here off the back of modest runs, and they're difficult to assess, such as the Aidan O'Brien filly, though. So this race actually could really disintegrate quite badly, and he only really looks one runner here if he's anywhere near as good as he was the other day at the Curragh. So Murphy's Delight looks a really strong bet here in the 7:20.
The penultimate race is the 7:55. It's race 6 on the card, and it's a handicap over a mile and 1 furlong for horses rated 50-70. Carenza heads the betting at 5-1. It's an 8-1 for Pivot Bridge and the Black Devil, 10-1 for Waterloo Sunrise and Janna's Jingle and Midfield General and Secret Locket, in fact, and then 12-1 or bigger price is the rest. Wide open this, Andy, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I do like Carenza's chance here, though, filly by Kate Cross. Quite a big, tall, rangy filly from the Davy Marnane camp. Was punted at Bellystown the time before, but didn't handle the track. But in the cheek piece's first time and at this track, she made mincemeat of a fair standard of opponent here back on the 25th of July, beating Armaneki Nico. Unfortunately, went to Nace the other day and rather let the form down a little bit. But I'm still going to keep faith with that speed figure. I'll just put it down to a blip on our Maneki Nico's CV. Because I do think the Carenza's potentially well handicapped still, even though she's only got a £6 weight rise. Still think there's plenty more to come from this big scopey type. And at 5-6-1 this morning, I think she's a fair each way bet. Pivot Bridge would probably want the ground a little bit softer. He'd have a chance on his best form here at Leopardstown. He's got some good runs here at the County Kildare venue. But all of it has come when there's been plenty of ease in the ground. I don't think he's going to get that tonight. So maybe Janna's Jingle, the solid each-way looking horse, is the one to give my selection the most to think about. Following a good run the other day and ground that might have just found her out in the latter stages at Ballybrit. She looked like winning turning for home, but unfortunately she was engulfed by 4 horses in the straight. She probably kicked for home too soon, so I think Tygo Show rider tonight will probably ride her with a little bit more restraint and save her run until the latter stages. If you go back to that run at Nace in June, when she was fourth behind 3 subsequent winners, More Than Your Job's Worth, Target Acquired and Capitol Hill have all won since, that form looks really good. She'll love the ground, and you know, she stays really well. So Janice Dingle is definitely the one, if you like a real solid one. But Carenza, I'm going to have to stick with her. I believe in that speed figure here last time out, and I quite like her as well. So let's go with her.
Okay, and the final race is at 8:30. This is a handicap over 2 miles. Two informed runners at the top of the betting in the shape of Weatherwatch and Mirani. They're 3-1 joint favourites. It's 7-2 for Giant's Quest. Cotslow is 5-1. Great Explorer 6s and 12-1 or bigger the rest. I was a little bit interested in Great Explorer here, Andy, because it looked progressive up until Galway last week, and with the ground so soft at Galway, I think back on a firmer surface and with a first time visor, we might see a bit better than that performance. And that 6-1, I thought it was an okay each way bet. What do you reckon?
Yeah, he's definitely got an each way chance, Great Explorer. A lot of these are obviously improving over 2 miles, so we're going to be finding out about one or two of these tonight. It's almost a bit of an experiment with a couple that have been running over a mile and a quarter and a mile and a half, including Great Explorer, as you mentioned. A mile and a half is the furthest he's been up to now, and I take your point with the visor first time out on the better ground, but I just don't like the way he faded last time, and even the run before wouldn't be that great on the figures. It was a pretty slowly run event that he won, and he only just hung on for a horse called Minister of Mayhem, who's still a maiden. So I just don't like his overall profile compared to one or two of these. Giant's Quest, well, he's a horse I really like. He's been in great form over hurdles, and that run behind we're on at the other day at Bellistown is quite a good one on the figures. He probably want a bit more cut in the ground there, this horse, so not sure whether he's going to be a runner. The 2 3-year-olds, I think, are going to dominate here. The two improving youngsters, Mirani and Manapa the Night Weatherwatch. I think Mirani's a useful individual, but whether he's going to be quite good enough over these 2 miles, I don't really know. Whatever happens, I think Mirani's going to have a good season in the jumping campaign. I'd imagine one or two of the jump boys will be after him because he looks a thorough stayer. But I'm absolutely bowled over by this Weatherwatch. I think he's a really talented individual. He posted a really big figure when he won here around mile 6 last time out. Despite looking in trouble off the home turn, he really quickened up to good effect in the home straight and beat Night Invader, who burst the blood vessel next time out at Wexford. So we didn't really get a good look at that form the other day. Waver, who was 12 lengths back in third, is a pretty good yardstick to that form. He's been in reasonable nick all season long for the Ain't No Brian stable. And this Weatherwatch left them two horses for dead. He showed a real bright turn of pace. He got a good sectional time from three out, and he stays really well. The fact that he's handled his track as well over a mile 6 has got to stand him in good stead. He loves fast ground. I think we're going to get very little changing in the weather here tonight. I think it's going to remain on the quick side. So Weatherwatch, nap of the night here in the last race for Jessinger Harrington to complete a hat-trick.
Yeah, he did bolt up last time, didn't he? So I can see where you're coming from there, Andy. Let's have a little bit of a summary, if we can, if you go through your selections one more time.
Yeah, it's a pretty moderate start for the fillies in the first race, but I'll go with Acting Talent despite the 81-day layoff. This should be Friendships for the taking in the 5:45. He's got the best form, speed figures in the book, and unless anything from the unraced brigade is any good, I think he should make his experience tell. If Stranfield Lady runs from last night at Sligo, I think she's the one to be with here in the 6:15, particularly each way at the price. If not, then Major Majestic Jasmine might complete the hat-trick. Ernest Hemingway, really keen on him off the speed figures in the Ballyroan Stakes for Aidan O'Brien. My next best of the night is Murphy's Delight in the 7:20. Really like that run at the Curra last time out, and the race looks modest. In the 7:55, I'll stick with the favourite Carenza, who posted a good number here the last day for Damien Martin. The danger looks to be Janice Jingle, who's a consistent filly. And look no further than Weatherwatch in the last. I really like him. He's on the improve, and he rates the nap in the final concluding 2 mile handicap.
Okay, good stuff, Andy. Thank you very much, and enjoy at Leopardstown this evening.
Yeah, we'll speak again tomorrow.
We certainly will. There's more to come.
There is more to come, yeah.
Thanks, Andy.
Cheers, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.